How to appear more approachable with open body language. In a world where first impressions matter more than ever, whether you're networking, leading a team, or simply making friends, your body language can either invite people in or push them away. Approachability isn't just about smiling more, it's a carefully calibrated set of nonverbal cues that tells others, you're safe, open, and worth talking to. One of the most powerful tools you have to create that perception is open body language. This comprehensive guide will break down how to appear more approachable using open body language. We'll explore what it means, why it matters, and most importantly how to use it in real-life situations to connect more easily with others. Whether you're an entrepreneur, job seeker, coach, student, or team leader, these practical tips and insights can transform how others perceive you. What is open body language? Open body language refers to nonverbal communication signals that suggest receptivity, warmth, confidence, and availability. This includes your posture, gestures, facial expressions, and how much personal space you maintain. It's called open because it generally avoids any barriers between you and the other person physically and psychologically. Examples of open body language include relaxed arms at your sides or open hand gestures, uncrossed legs and arms, direct, but not intense, eye contact, a genuine, soft smile, leaning slightly forward when someone is speaking, keeping your chest and torso visible, not hidden or turned away. These behaviors stand in contrast to closed body language, such as crossed arms, turning your body away, avoiding eye contact, or clutching an object in front of your chest, all of which signal that you're emotionally or socially closed off. Why open body language makes you more approachable? People are wired to assess safety and connection through body language, often unconsciously. Research in psychology and neuroscience has shown that we make snap judgments about others within milliseconds of meeting them. These judgments are often based more on nonverbal cues than anything you say. When your body communicates openness, it reduces social friction. You appear less threatening, easier to talk to, more empathetic, more trustworthy, more confident, without arrogance. In professional settings, this could lead to more collaboration and leadership opportunities. In personal settings, it fosters trust and rapport. In sales and service roles, it improves client satisfaction and conversion. Simply put, mastering open body language makes people want to be around you. Start with posture, the foundation of openness. Posture is one of the first things others notice. The way you stand or sit communicates volumes about your confidence, comfort, and intent. To appear more approachable, stand tall but relaxed. Keep your spine aligned, shoulders back but not stiff, and avoid slouching. Plant your feet evenly. Avoid shifting weight too often or crossing your legs when standing. Avoid barriers. Don't hold objects, like bags, phones, or cups, in front of your chest, which creates psychological distance. Face the person fully. Square your shoulders toward the person you're speaking to rather than angling away. Good posture signals to others that you are both present and open to engagement. It also helps you breathe more deeply and speak with greater clarity, which further boosts your presence. The power of eye contact and facial expression. Nothing builds connection faster than eye contact when done right. It conveys attention, sincerity, and interest. But overdoing it can make people uncomfortable. Here's how to use eye contact effectively. Maintain soft, natural eye contact about 60-70% of the time during a conversation. Use the triangle technique, shift your gaze gently between the eyes and mouth of the other person. Break eye contact occasionally to avoid staring, especially when thinking or nodding. Your facial expressions are just as important. A genuine smile, one that reaches your eyes instantly, makes you more relatable and warm. Even a neutral, relaxed face is better than a tense or overly serious expression. Practice in front of a mirror or on camera if needed. Train yourself to let your emotions come through naturally. In group settings, smile when someone enters the room or is introduced. It's a silent invitation that says, "You're welcome here." Use gestures to reinforce openness. Gestures help reinforce your message and can either enhance or sabotage your approachability. Here's how to use them. Keep your palms visible. Palms up gestures are seen as honest and receptive. Think of someone saying, "I have nothing to hide," that's the vibe you're going for. Use open, outward gestures. Avoid pointing, chopping the air, or clenching your fists. Stay within the gesture box. Your gestures should ideally stay between your chest and waist and extend just slightly outward, not flailing around. Mirror others subtly. Subconsciously matching the gestures or posture of the person you're speaking with can build rapport. Intentional and controlled gestures show you're engaged, enthusiastic, and ready to connect. Space, proximity, and movement, the unspoken signals. How close you stand, how much space you take up, and how you move during a conversation all affect how people perceive you. To appear more approachable, respect personal space. Stand at a comfortable distance, usually 1.5 to 4 feet in social settings. Avoid abrupt movements. Sudden shifts can signal discomfort or impatience. Use purposeful movement. Leaning in slightly when listening shows interest. Taking a small step forward signals engagement. Stepping back or crossing your arms can signal disengagement. Keep your hands visible. Avoid fidgeting or hiding your hands in pockets, as this can indicate nervousness or disinterest. Approachability is about inviting others in while still respecting their comfort zone. Mindful use of space helps build trust and flow. Body orientation, always open the door. Body orientation, the direction your body is facing speaks louder than words. Turning your body fully toward someone shows that they have your full attention. To use this effectively, when meeting someone, turn your torso and feet toward them, not just your head. In group settings, slightly open your stance to create space for others to join the conversation. Avoid angling your body away while talking, which can suggest disinterest or a desire to leave. Think of your body like a doorway. When it's fully open, people feel more welcome. When it's only slightly open or facing away, they may feel like an outsider. Common mistakes that block approachability. Even small missteps in body language can send the wrong message. Here are some common mistakes that reduce your perceived approachability. Crossing your arms or legs, defensive posture. Looking at your phone or watch while someone's speaking. Fidgeting or shifting frequently. Standing too stiffly or too close. Avoiding eye contact. Hiding your hands or face. The key is awareness. Catch yourself when these habits appear and consciously adjust. Over time, open body language will become second nature. Practice makes natural. How to train your body language. Improving body language is like developing a muscle. It takes observation, feedback, and practice. Here are steps to make open body language a habit. Record yourself in mock interactions or presentations to observe your default body language. Practice in low-stakes environments. Greet a barista, start a conversation at a meetup, or smile at someone in a queue. Ask for feedback from friends or coaches. Sometimes we don't realize what we're signaling. Mirror confident, friendly individuals. Watch TED Talks or interviews with charismatic people and observe their body language. Check your baseline stress level. If you're anxious, it's harder to maintain open signals. Work on breathing and relaxation techniques to stay calm and present. The more aware and intentional you are, the more natural your new body language will become and the more positively people will respond. Conclusion. Becoming more approachable doesn't require changing your personality or faking charm. It's about aligning your external cues with your internal openness and authenticity. When you use open body language consistently, you make others feel seen, respected, and safe to engage. That's the real foundation of meaningful human connection. Whether you're building relationships, seeking new opportunities, or just trying to navigate daily life more smoothly, your body can be your best ambassador. So the next time you want to be seen as someone worth talking to, remember, speak with your body first, then your words.